I mean, and when the idea behind that was legislators, it's good for government if we're in our offices. I mean, because people can reach us and whatever. But if you're in your office and somebody else calls you on something else that's not state-related, first of all, you don't have any control over who calls you there, right? And it, there shouldn't be, like, a rule that says, oh, you know, you have to control who calls you. And the whole point was, and we specifically wrote it in there, that using the telephone is not something that we want to prohibit people from doing, right? Because it's good, because that allows you to be there, you know, and you've got, you're supposed to have another life too, keep in contact with other things, right? But now they've taken it and they seem to have twisted that so that it's, oh, only if it's incidental. And it was never intended to only be incidental. It was intended to promote, make it clear that you could be in your office and take phone calls or make phone calls and not worry about it. So there's some language to just make it clear about that so that there wouldn't be a question about that in the future.
That's good.
Caller ID and use call block.
Just hang up on somebody if they start talking about the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Get around that by buying your own phone
just
and pay
to say,
for the line.
I'm Dave Donnelly.
Yeah, right. Hang up on them.
Yeah. I've been saying
some
that.
Some people might want to do that.
Yes, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I'm just going to comment that the word limited and the nominal, and those are words that are currently in the law. And if it's the legislature's intent that any amount of use is going to be okay, then that ought to be worded that way. I'm not at all sure our committee would want to recommend that.
You see, this is the problem right here, Joe. The section, the way the law is written, it's a separate section, clearly says use of the phone is unlimited if there's no special charge attached. But up above it, there's a section that says limited use for other things. And somehow those things, every time I hear a seminar or something, like, you know, we had the seminars a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago, those things get mixed up, and they shouldn't be. There was never an intent to limit people making non-charge phone calls.
The only thing I
and it doesn't say that either.
Yeah, but let me caution something. There are probably legislative employees, at least, if not legislators, who go through a day and spend more time doing personal calls than they do legislative business. When do you draw the line when you're no longer getting? Because we have to cover both legislative employees and legislators.
Oh no, that's way out of bounds. That's ridiculous. I mean, that was never the intent of the law. We wrote the law very clearly there. That's a management decision. If somebody's doing that, then the legislator or their particular supervisor should fire them.
Well, I wouldn't disagree
That's
with that.
That's not an ethics question at all.
I wouldn't disagree with that. But in the event
That's
they don't fire
a job performance because, question.
Who knows this?
And who knows? And that's just...
From the committee's standpoint, the only thing I can say is that every time there's... some use allowed, but it's not defined how much.
Okay, I have a question.
It creates a real problem for a committee of 9 or 7 diverse people to arrive at how much use was supposed to be allowed.
Who's using a phone for what purpose?
I mean, and how, you know, if you're sitting there next to somebody their whole day and seeing what they're doing, how would you know? Because it's not even a charged phone call. It doesn't cost the state any money, right?
You can't mind that.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, we need to...
What is it, de minimis or something
Senator
like that?
Phillips.
Well, this provision here, whatever it's what Senator Donnelly's talking about, suppose you own the phone and pay for the line itself out of your own pocket. Now, are you still subject to this? And that's what I have. I own the phone.
In your office?
My office is my house. And I pay the phones, the phone line on a monthly basis out of my own pocket.
You're in trouble.
Good thing you never have any opposition.
I'm in trouble?
Well,
I own the phone and I paint it out of my own pocket. I mean, do you?
I don't
the state's not involved.
Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Donahue. I really appreciate your testimony.
You're objected right on.
And,
yeah, that's scary.
The committee will have this bill before them again in the form of a CS incorporating recommended amendments and the comments that have been made throughout the last two meetings.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. We're glad that you're moving on it.
Thank you.